why, like, because I leave the TV on all night. I can't sleep without the TV. You know what I realized today? That I like Jay-Z.
Don't put the 12th grade on me. You did the 12th grade on me, got 12th grade on him.
I knew I shouldn't have watched it. I told myself I shouldn't have watched it. And I still fucking did. It's been 3 weeks. I'm still thinking about this shit.
All right. Good, Jesus? Can I do this? Do you mind?
Yeah. Do you mind if we get started?
Right. I'm going to go ahead and start. All right. Yep. Episode 59. Welcome back, people, ladies and gents. We are glad to have you back.
Welcome back.
Yes, sir. Today we have me, Joe. I'm rocking my Spurs jersey today. It's been a minute, but I got it on today. Yes, sir.
Spurs.
All right. And to the head of the table, we have Jesus.
Hello.
Don't know exactly what he's doing, but
trying to fix this.
Yes, sir. Oh, I thought you were just going to roll with it.
No. Yes.
Need like a piece of wood or something. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is pretty thick.
Yeah, it was because it was on this side, so all the weight was leaning over here on mine.
And directly in front of me, we have Lyrical, everyone.
There we go.
Yes, sir.
Say hello to the people, Lyrical.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, and we are back. Oh, and I just want to say we may have some new viewers this week. Hopefully we do. We had a good episode last week. We had a guest on, Billy Badass, Billy Bynum. He came on. And
it's
Billiam. Yeah, Billiam.
Billiam.
Whatever you want to call him. Yeah. He was our guest last week, and it was a very good guest, and it was a good show, good episode.
Good guest.
Yeah, so really good episode.
We've gained some new subscribers and followers. So, first of all, shout out to Billiam. Thank you. Thank you for coming back on. We'll get you on in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
And hello to the new subscribers. Hope y'all stick around.
Welcome.
Yeah, hopefully you guys like it.
Yeah.
I was showing you guys the Tim Robinson show. Did you guys like it?
Yeah.
Was it funny? Was it as funny as you guys thought it was gonna be?
I was trying not to pay attention, but I was like, I guess I'll just listen.
I knew you were trying not to pay attention. You pulled up your phone and everything immediately.
Just like,
I even had to call you. I said, Joe, watch it.
You're talking on the phone.
It was funny though.
No, that was good.
And I wanted to show y'all one like a short funny one. So if everybody hasn't seen it, Tim Robinson is a comedian and he has a sketch show on Netflix. It's called "You Have to Leave Now" or "Sorry You Have to Leave" or something like that with Tim Robinson. I think you should leave with Tim Robinson. It's pretty funny. I haven't watched all the episodes, but the one I showed them was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should definitely check it
out. Tim Robinson with the one with the hat, the stupid hat.
Yeah, the one with the stupid hat. Like, what the fuck?
Robinson?
Yeah, Robinson.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got some.
See, Tim Robbins is somebody else. You were saying
I was thinking
Tim
Robinson. Yeah, my bad. I meant Tim Robinson. It was pretty funny.
Tony Robbins?
No, you're thinking of Tony Romo.
I'm thinking of the motivational speaker. What's his name?
Yeah, Tim Robbins, right?
No, Tony. Isn't it Tony Robbins?
No.
Yeah, it's Tony.
You talking about the bodybuilder guy?
No.
No, the motivational speaker.
Whoa. That's what I'm. I'm confused too because like I've heard of the bodybuilder one, but I've also heard of the motivational speaker.
This guy right here. This is Tony Robbins.
That's Tony Robbins, right?
You fucking cunt.
Yeah, that's Tony Robbins.
I don't know who that is.
He's a motivational speaker. That's it, right?
Yeah, it's him.
He's made like billions of dollars just by being a motivational speaker.
He was in Shallow Hal. He's the one who gave him that. Where he sees all the pretty girls, all the fat. Well, not
that was
fat,
him.
But yeah, he was in the movie.
No,
he,
it wasn't.
And everything.
What the fuck?
Was Did it? He have black Shallow hair? Hal like needs a gal or something.
That's him.
Like a goatee and shit.
He's the one that made him, you know,
no shit,
not be shallow anymore and see everything for who they really are.
Yeah. What? I didn't know that was him.
Look it up.
I'm looking it up right now.
Check it.
Yeah, he's a motivational speaker.
And he also, he interviewed Conor McGregor like 2 years ago. So him and Conor, like when Conor beat Cowboy that night, he walked into the ring with Conor after like and celebrated with him.
Oh, it is.
Oh, really?
Look.
Yeah. I bet that's Jack Black.
Oh, yeah, Joe, you're right. That's Jack. No, this one.
Yeah, next to Jack Black. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that.
Big wow, that's motivational crazy. Speaker.
Yeah, he's a huge motivational speaker. Yeah. I see his name everywhere.
He's a giant. Motivational speaker.
Yeah, if you're having a bad day, check him out. He may be good. I haven't heard him, but
I haven't heard him either. I've only heard of him.
I was about to say, is he actually motivational?
I don't know.
I've only heard of him.
Yeah, he must be.
I've only heard of what he does, but I don't really know what he does. I only know that he's a motivational speaker, but like, of what? Like, just motivation? But like, what is
the guy
done?
I'm thinking of? The guy that he's like a bodybuilder and he talks real loud and he does like those.
About Ronnie Coleman?
No, he's talking about
maybe.
No, because I was thinking of someone that said something Robbins.
No.
That was a bodybuilder.
I think you're talking about Ronnie Coleman.
Yeah, that might be it. Yeah.
What comedian are you excited to come now that everything's kind of, you know, I mean, obviously been opening up a lot more coming now.
What's up?
Mark Norman's coming at the end of August.
Oh,
August.
No
to Arlington.
August 1.
You're gonna go
26th.
That a Saturday?
He's here Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
You get your ticket already?
Let's do a Saturday.
Not yet.
I'm inviting
but
myself.
Well, I was going to talk to y'all about it because me and Christina were talking about it. But
so
they only
someone cover my shift at the podcast. So
they
I can
only
go.
Have a, like a table. Like you have to
buy
four,
a table.
Four. Yeah. So like I couldn't get tickets just me and her. Like it has to be
a table.
More than that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me know how much. I'll be down because we're
down.
Seeing Schultz. But
down, yeah. Down, down.
Yeah.
You never told us about Schultz. You don't want to go see Schultz?
It's too late anyway. I already bought tickets.
I'm not a huge fan.
Well, I'm excited to see comedy in general. But I like Andrew Schultz.
Brandon Schaub.
I am excited.
Is he going to be there?
I go.
I want to see Brandon Schaub. I think he's coming November or something, but like those tickets aren't selling out. So
is he doing like new stuff?
They're not selling
out? What is he doing?
Well, I'm saying like they're not going to be sold out like that. They'll be sold out. But I mean, you
think so?
Huh?
Yeah.
No, well, yeah. Actually, he does like have to add on extra shows sometimes on the podcast. He's like, we added an extra show because it sold out.
I was pissed because last night, this weekend, Felipe Esparza was in Addison.
Yeah.
And me and we were together last night. We went to go eat at Hooters. And I was like, you know, he added an extra show last night. And so we wanted to go, but like the same thing, you got to buy a table. So he was like, what about a Seuss? I was like, bro, like it was like at 7 o'clock.
Oh, no,
I was like, he's not going to go. Bro.
When, yesterday?
Yeah, last night. I was like, it's 7 o'clock, bro. I said, he's not going to go.
Not if you would have told me that.
Tom Segura is touring right now.
I
want to
see Tom.
He's got a I'm going everywhere tour.
I'm coming everywhere.
Coming everywhere.
Yeah, I said I'm coming
How
everywhere.
How was coming spelled, though?
Coming everywhere.
It's C-U-M-M-M.
Really?
Yeah, it's coming everywhere.
That's funny.
My boy George went to that Felipe Esparza show yesterday. He got to take
bitch.
Pictures and shit
son
with him.
Bitch.
And George is the one that got us all sick, they all say.
Mm. Oh, that's the same
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, that's him over there. He's on like the left corner, I think.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, the one that
that's
ended.
Where everything like started turning.
That's when our end game started right there, man.
Yeah,
that's
that
George
was the
came,
beginning
like,
of the end.
He's
Jesse
never
left.
Coming on the podcast.
Shout out to George.
Who else did we say that we were just talking about? We're saying that right before George, you're saying a comedian.
Jorge. Tom Segura.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's called I'm Coming Everywhere Tour nice. With the C-U-M-M.
Yeah.
I don't know what the closest. I want to say.
Grand Prairie, I think.
Yeah, Grand Prairie.
Grand Prairie, one of those.
Addison?
No, he's doing a bigger. Oh, no, he's spelling it. I'm coming.
Oh, I'm not.
I bet it's.
I'm a little bit disappointed.
If it was spelled the other way.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed.
It would be better.
He is doing San Antonio, Grand Prairie, Sugarland, El Paso.
I saw George Lopez in Grand Prairie.
He's doing
El
those.
Paso. I've seen him in
But he's not
Dallas.
Doing that till January. Uh-huh. I've never seen Tom Segura live.
I like to see him live.
Me neither.
Yeah, I want to see. I want to see him live. He's a good storyteller. I like his jokes within jokes. That's the type of comedy that I really like.
Jokes on jokes.
Yeah. What's the type of comedy that you like? The stand up that you like.
I appreciate all of them. Like, there's even like clean comics that I like. There's like the one liners that I like. Like the quick. Mm-hmm. Like Mark Norman is more just like jokes, like one after another.
Yeah.
He's not a storyteller. But like Tom Segura is like one of those where he tells like long ass stories. But yeah, I like them all.
Well, I guess a better question is because not just that. Like, I appreciate different types of comedies because different comedians do different type of comedies. But what's the type of comedy that you would be like, I can't watch that type?
Just
you ever heard of that Tim Robinson guy? He has like this sketch comedy show on Netflix.
Is it terrible?
It's like the dumbest fucking shit I've
ever
seen.
I have to check
it
out. I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, I mean,
probably idiot.
You don't need to watch it. No, that's an insult to Key.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, I'll remember not to watch that one on Netflix.
Don't watch it.
You said
Take
Tim Robbins?
Tim Robinson or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got you. What about you, Joey Crackton?
Who would I want?
Well, what's that like? Me, like for me, I used to like Dane Cook back in the day, but like I couldn't see him live. I couldn't see him live.
I've been to his show before.
How was it?
It was good. I used to like him.
I like his old stuff, but I didn't like his newer stuff.
I mean, does he have new shit?
Well, like the latest stuff he had a few years ago, I didn't really like.
Yeah,
but
I
like,
don't know anything.
His
about
early shit was really funny, but like if you look at it now, you go like,
"This
is okay."
He was like the biggest comedian at one
point. That dude was.
He was
like,
one of the biggest ones.
He had like a. I think him and Chappelle were going back and forth, right? The longest bit or something.
I just remember
shit.
And Step Brothers, honey, Dane Cook, pay-per-view, 20 years. Let's go.
That was fun.
No, well, I'm excited to see who we're going to see. We're going to go see Schultz. We're going to I'll go see Mark with you. Like, you wouldn't go see us with shows of us. Sorry. Being a good friend. But
I mean, I don't want my comic laughing more than I'm laughing.
I don't give a fuck.
Wow, that's fucked up.
Damn. And I want to see Bobby Lee, but that ain't going to happen.
Bro, I'm so mad that Bobby Lee. So we bought tickets last year before COVID hit. So before COVID hit, we bought Bobby Lee tickets. And I remember when they first delayed Bobby Lee, Joe was like, I'm getting a refund. Like, immediately. There was no, like, I'm going to wait. Because I said, just rain check. Because, like, at the time, we were like, well, I don't think the world's going to close for more than, like, maybe a few weeks. And then we didn't. But they postponed it, like, five times. And each time, they would tell Joe.
When I called to try to get a refund, I told him, bro, so I'm just going to get a refund. Fuck it.
After, like, the second time, I said, you know what? Fuck it. At this point, I don't even trust them. Like, just do whatever.
So I tried to get a refund for him, but they were like, well, we can't give you a refund, but just when he comes in again, just go see him. So I couldn't get a refund. They wouldn't give me a fucking refund. I called. I talked to a person. I was like, there's no way you can give me a refund.
So like, you got like a voucher?
Yeah. So the next time he comes, but then like a few months ago, I got an email saying that he just canceled it. So they're going to give me my money back, which I haven't even checked yet because this was like a few months ago and I don't want to go through my bank statement. So
yeah,
my boy's a banker. So I'm going to go up there and ask him, like, tell me what, like, when I got a deposit in from somewhere.
You have an account, though, right? You can just go on your computer and then just go to search. No, just hit the search and hit improv.
For Chase?
Whatever. Improv. Yeah, on Chase. Okay. And it'll pop up everything that it was right there.
So, yeah, that'll let me know if I got the money back there or not.
You
so
think everything's going to start shutting down again?
Oh, yeah, they said everything's spiking up again, right? Yeah.
I don't think it'll start. I don't think Texas will. I think, if anything, California might shut down.
I don't think it'll close down, but they might enforce the mask wearing again, though.
Yeah. But I just don't think that Texas or like I don't think a lot of states are gonna pass that. I mean, because at the end of the day, like, we all pretty much got fucked from it. Like, that shit didn't benefit nobody. Like, everybody, only people in the office were making money. Like, we weren't all making money. So like, nobody's gonna stand for it to be like closing down. Like, fuck that. Like, we're barely getting back on track. Like, we're not even on track like we should be.
Yeah,
like,
it's just barely starting to feel like normal again.
The movies are starting to pick up. Everything is barely like really picking up.
During COVID.
Joe said, I don't even know when COVID started.
I've just been partying, having fun.
He didn't give no fucks. He said, I'll take the shot. If I can take shots at the fucking Center Street.
Bro, I was fucking like, we were partying, passing bottles around, taking shots. I was like, oh, fuck it. I already had COVID. I mean,
yeah,
I
wasn't doing it. Damn. Spreading that shit on purpose. What are you looking for?
Oh, nice. He doesn't want to be sure, but I think I'm good.
Yeah, like, well, just a quick story. We talked beforehand. I floated the river this week, and you said you have it, and
I've never been to the river.
Anyway, we went to the river this week. It was fun. Only place that got sunburned was on my legs. I've never had sunburn on my legs before, and it fucking hurts when I take a shower. But yeah, like, there was probably about 15 of us, and
where was it at?
Bill, New Braunfels, okay. Right after Austin.
Waterloo River, right?
I don't know what the fuck it's called.
I think it's Waterloo River.
But it's fun, though. But anyway, though, like, you know, we all took alcohol and shit. No cans allowed, but you can have, like, containers like this and shit. But
so you can still have alcohol?
Yeah. Just no cans or bottles. Uh-huh. But anyway, though, Bill had bought a bottle of Deep Eddie's lemonade vodka, and he put it in something so he could take it over there, you know? But anyway, though, it was just – he didn't mix it. It was just for shots. Mm-hmm. So there was I didn't do this one. I was like, I'm not fucking drinking. It was too many people to drink out of shit. So like everybody was just passing it around on the river, taking shots of it. Yeah. And he asked me like three or four times, like, you good? I was like, mm-mm.
He said, what?
Too many people are putting their mouth on that for me to take that. Right? I was like, I can't do that shit.
No.
But anyway, though, yeah, it was cool. Did the river for like, and everybody was in Austin this week. Like everybody on my Snapchat was in packed? Austin.
I saw when you said river, like for the last week and a half, 2 weeks, there's been a lot of people going to rivers.
But this is my first time, but I asked them, I said, is this packed? They're like, oh, it's a little packed. They said, usually, like, it's way more packed. And I thought it was packed.
Damn.
So I was like, okay, well, it's cool then.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just hot as shit, but it's an experience. It's fun.
How long is the, like, the actual, like, trip?
Probably like 2 hours.
That's what I've been heard.
Probably like 2 hours, yeah.
So you're just chilling.
That's not bad. I always thought it was longer than that.
Maybe 2.5.
I always thought it was, like, 30 minutes and you get back up and do it again.
We did kayaking before, and that shit just felt like it was way too long. You ever done that?
That sounds like work, too.
I was about to say, that just sounds like work.
It looks fun, but fucking, you gotta fucking.
It's cool. I recommend trying it, but man, it just felt like you're out there forever, and you're wearing that vest, and like, you're just jacket. Like soaked in sweat the entire time.
We should definitely.
So you're
it.
Just like kind of splashing water.
We should do it and have GoPros on us, and then just go kayaking.
Kayaking.
Yeah, yeah. We should just have it.
I mean, I'm sure there's places that are a little bit like faster pace, but yeah, it was just kind of. It just seemed too long. Yeah.
You know we can kayak on the Trinity River. They have kayaks out there that you can rent.
We should do it. No, for real, we should do it.
I wanted to do it last year, but the day we were supposed to go, everybody, like, backed out.
I didn't know you could do that at the Trinity.
I didn't either.
It does it, like, the days that it's real windy, because we were riding bikes one day. We used to ride bikes around there. The day we were riding bikes, we pulled over. We asked them, like, it's too windy today, so they had to close down. But if it's not windy,
it was good.
You can kayak on the Trinity River. Like, you just got to... I forgot where the spot was at. I can find it, but yeah, you can rent them out and go kayaking on the Trinity.
We should definitely
do it. That's what I want to do.
Over there by Clearfork?
We did it in Canyon Lake or Canyon.
Kenyon or Canyon Lake? Yeah, something like that.
Some shit. It's like down south.
Mm-mm. Never heard of it.
It was good.
But I'm down, though. I haven't really. You know, Joe's been telling me he wanted to take me hiking. Haven't gone. And then he goes on
where
a
do
river
you go
and
hiking?
He goes hiking.
Oh, shit.
Know.
Fucking off of 820. Damn, if you would have told me you didn't work today, we could have won today. I would have won.
Yeah, I didn't work today. I don't
we
work Mondays.
We could have went in the hot to get a good workout.
Let
and
me know.
Shit.
I don't work Mondays.
Well, now it's got to go back to
you
work.
You going back to work
already? Going back to work like tomorrow. So, you know,
whenever you're back out, let me know.
No, like once I get back in the groove and I get back into like my regular schedule, like I'll be adjusted. I'm like, all right, I can do this now. But once I go, I'm going to be tired as fuck coming up. So. But yeah, like go hiking and shit, and go bike. You never came bike riding with us, have you?
No, you never invited me either.
I haven't invited you.
Not to bike riding. You invited me to hiking once.
He's lying.
See this guy?
He's lying. TFTI, Joe. Whatever.
TFTI.
Fucking ever.
Oh, but anyway, though, let me finish the story though. Then we went out to Rainy Street on Saturday night. Have you been to Rainy Street?
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, it sounds familiar, but yeah.
We went. Well, we went to a whoa. We partied
in
on
Austin.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where Tommy Want Winkies at.
Okay, yeah. It sounded familiar, but
what is it called?
Rainy Street.
Rainy.
It's where all those like. It's in Austin. It's where all those food trucks.
It's the new street. It's the new street. Well, I don't know if it's. It's not the new street.
Yeah,
because
6th Street went to shit, didn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of.
I heard it's very hood now, so that's why we didn't go there.
Man, it's bad. Nasty. Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't even go there. We stayed on.
It just smells like fucking piss all down that shit.
And anytime there's a 6th Street video like on TikTok, there's nothing but fights. Like it's just fights on 6th Street.
Like homeless people fighting?
No, it's people fighting.
Like,
no, it's people on 6th Street fighting.
And you hear about the homeless problem down there too, and I got to witness it. 101 up close.
Was it really bad?
It's bad.
I didn't know there was a homeless issue like that.
Under every bridge, there's fucking like tons of tents.
And remember,
they moved from California.
We got a hotel room there. I don't remember. It might have been for Christina's birthday. And man, just to walk to 6th Street, you have to walk by like it's pretty much like a damn homeless shelter. And it's just they're just
like
all
Lancaster?
Over the yeah, it's
oh,
kinda like
fuck
that. But like
Lancaster's
like
a ghetto
more,
part of Fort Worth, guys.
More area than just that.
Yeah.
So once you're on 6th Street, then they're like at every corner, all over like in front of every bar. So like you can't even walk anywhere.
Without
them like speaking to you or like trying to approach you.
So they're on 6th Street like
jeez. Like it's completely taken over to where it's like, yeah fuck that. I don't even want to come here.
We did not go over there at all.
It was fun the last time I went to 6th Street.
It used to be fun.
We went like what? Two or three years ago.
It was like three and a half. Three and a half.
And it was still good then. Yeah, it was still fun.
Yeah, it was fun. The bull riding shit and everything over there. It was pretty fun when we went.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't actually gone to 6th Street since then. Like I've gone to Austin, but
it's
not
the same.
No.
You'll never get that same experience.
But even when I went the other place, what's called Rainy, that one actually was a better place to like actually chill. Damn, now I kind of want to go that day when you guys are going, but I won't be able to.
I got some good food.
Yeah, I'll let you know if anything changes.
We got out there. Like, we drank all day Saturday, bro. Like, drinking at the river and shit. And then we went to the hotel. We got there probably like at 5 or 6. Took a shower. Then we hit Rainy then. And we haven't ate since 10 in the morning. So I'm like, all right, I can drink for a little bit. Then we hit a bar, take a shot, take some drinks, take another shot, get some drinks, and then hit one more bar and take another, you know, get some drinks. And I'm like, it's 9 o'clock. And I'm like, I'm feeling it. I'm like, fuck this. I cannot make it till 2. So I was like, I got to go eat. So I hit like everybody went to go eat, but they would go like by themselves still. Oh, gotcha. Like, right, I'll be right back. I'm gonna go eat real quick. So I was like, I told him, I was like, I gotta escape. I gotta go eat because I like if the pace I'm going at, I'll be fucked up in another.
Y'all didn't go eat together?
Fucking no, because weirdos. People didn't like everybody was like everybody was staying at different hotels and all that, and then we all met up finally like at 11.
Oh, so nobody knew anybody's situation. They're just kind of like,
nah. But I just told him, I was like, look, bro, I gotta eat because I will be fucked up and by 10 o'clock. So I went to go eat, got a badass burger, came back, I was refreshed, I was good. And then shit, we only stayed out till like 1 o'clock though. But the bar, I forgot the bar we went to though, but we were in the back patio and the DJ was fucking going off that night. He was playing shit, and like I said, we had about 15 people with us. So and we were like the most livest people in there. Everybody else is being lame and shit. There was people just standing
just
around
chin on the wall.
But we were the only crew though, just dancing and just fucking having a good time. Like people were asking us, like, where y'all from? Like, y'all not from here, are y'all? Like, hell, not really from here. We were just having a great time, bro. It was fun,
bro. He said, fuck no.
I said, I'm from the funk. Nice. But, yeah, but it was good, though, man. That's why I was like, I want to go back next month.
You just go to Rainy Street and hang out?
Yeah. What did you do? You do anything this weekend?
Oh, yeah, I filmed. Actually, so, obviously, I'm the owner of Spectre Studios. Yeah.
What else did you do, Joe?
I'll be right back.
Let me cut you off real quick.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I want to know what Joe's weekend was too. Go ahead, Joe. I didn't really care what I was doing this weekend.
So what you eat after, Rainy?
But no, it was cool. We produced the movie, so it's not I didn't direct it or do DP or anything. We actually produced it under Spectre Studios.
Can you talk about it?
Yeah, it's called Night of Romance, and it's just a movie about a night of this guy and girl.
Like,
yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's
do y'all
much.
Use the title in the movie?
Right? No. That would be corny as fuck in the way we did the movie. No. I'll put some behind the scenes shots right here so everybody can see them, and I'll show you guys after. But yeah, it's literally what it sounds like. It's a night of romance, but like we're kind of things like it's supposed to plan out to have this like.
It's just a porn.
Well, it starts off pretty strong already. I'm not gonna lie, it does start off strong. And then
did it start off as sex?
Kind of. I don't want to say it too much.
They're holding hands.
Yeah, I don't want to say too much, but if you keep guessing, I'll say yes or no. Just kidding. And it just kind of like turns a little differently, but like it's just about one night. Like what happens is one night. And I was a producer on it, so it's under Spectre Studios. So I pretty much me and Daniel, not this Daniel, signed off on like the project, and we were there making sure like everything was the way they pitched it to us, and then we were adding to it, making sure like it continued that pitch that they told us. You know, the actual
was Daniel the one with that camera.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's Daniel. He's another owner of Spectre. And so yeah, we did that. They shot for 3 days, and they just finished. Oh, actually, they're shooting tonight. Just extra things that they needed to shoot, but then they'll be done today. But yeah, that's pretty much all I did. We got that wrapped, and then I tried to watch The Quiet Place too. For like maybe 15 minutes, and then Jesse was like, I have to work in the morning. And
your brother?
Like,
yeah. What is it on?
It's on Amazon Prime. Oh, no, it's on Paramount Plus. So I have Amazon Prime, but I have Paramount Plus in there.
They have a streaming service?
Yeah, Paramount
Plus. Man, how many fucking like
mine was included, and it was it's cheaper with Amazon Prime. So I wasn't going to get Paramount Plus at all, but it was free for like 6 months, and after that, it's like $5 or $4. So I was like, all right, let me try it out. And it had Quiet Place 2 on there. And I was going to rent it or buy it on Vudu.
Yeah.
So I was like, just watch right here. So I haven't finished watching it.
That's too many fucking streaming
It is. Services. It is a lot of streaming services. I'm not going to lie. It's very overwhelming. I get very confused. I feel like there's not enough shows on there either, like that I like.
Yeah, we already got Netflix, HBO.
Max.
Yeah.
Showtime.
Disney.
Hulu.
Yeah, I think we're using somebody's Hulu. But
it's the same thing.
Amazon Prime.
It's all going up.
All that shit.
We're paying pretty much Peacock. We're paying for cable now. Yeah, Peacock.
I got Peacock now, by the way.
So I've been hearing about that on the Olympics.
I have
you can watch it, everything on there.
I have my brother-in-law's Peacock, but he has my Amazon Prime, I think. One of those. Either way, we trade off. But it all adds up to pretty much cable. The only thing I will say, though, this still beats out
cable still.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this still beats out cable by a lot. Like, a lot of people always say, like, oh, well, you're just going to pay how much you have cable, so I might as well keep cable. And I'm like, no, because you're still not getting any of the shit. Like, with cable. Like at least with what I'm paying, I get to see the shows and movies I want to watch when I want to watch them.
I think cable's good, like, if you like sports. Like, I like sports. I don't have cable right now, but I still have YouTube TV right now.
Live
pretty
TV?
Much, I just had it just for sports though.
Yeah, but so even like then you can get it as a streaming service though, right?
What?
You can stream live sports. You don't have to. You don't need cable for it, right?
Yeah, that's what I have. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, so you don't need
because cables. When I had cable, the cable app fucking sucked at work. Like every time I try to, it fucking sucked. So I got YouTube TV now, and I can watch anything. You know, I can watch football when it comes back on at work. That's what I got it for, because like, you know, I work nights, yeah, yeah. So even when I'm at work, I could just stream it on my phone and watch it, and it's fucking perfect.
Yeah.
When I had cable, it was fucking.
Yeah, we still got cable. That shit's fucking expensive.
You still have cable? Do you still got cable? Do you still watch it on there?
Like, the only thing we watch is, like, no, for, like, the kids.
Don't protect them, Joe.
No, like, the kids' cartoons. Like, we watch, I think, like, the, if you could check what channels we're always on, it's, like, Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, because of, like, Rick and Morty, yeah, and Family Guy and everything. HGTV, and the ID channel.
Okay.
So you, but watch, like, we have HBO and all that shit, and we hardly ever watch it. Like, the only reason why we got it was for Game of Thrones, and we just never got rid of it.
Yeah, yeah. You're just saying, fuck,
I mean,
it.
Cable's,
I don't,
not
like
bad. It's like, it's good to have. But.
Well, I,
yeah, but it's like $200-something,
yeah,
dollars.
I don't think it's worth it, though. Like, I don't think any of that is worth it, because you can,
yeah,
get the ID app,
crazy,
probably for like fucking $4 a month. And then just put on there. But I get it though. Why you keep it? Because you're like, well, it's already there.
Yeah, it's, you know, just kind of like there. We watch, like, because I leave the TV on all night. I can't, yeah, sleep without the TV,
no,
on.
Same.
So it works good for me because I can just leave it on. Yeah, because I can't fucking turn this off.
Same.
So I have to have something to just drown
distract
it out.
I mean, you don't need,
yeah,
cable for that, but you know,
you need
you
TV.
You can put
on
it on
that.
One of your apps.
He's like, no, I need cable.
I need cable TV.
Or I'll like watch YouTube.
I tried HBO Max. It didn't work.
Yeah,
I
watch
I
YouTube
can't do
videos
it.
And then like until I fall asleep. Yeah. But other than that, I can't like go to sleep in a dark room. Like,
yeah,
I would be awake all fucking night long.
Yeah, if I wake up in the middle of the night and it's dark and it's just, the TV's paused.
Yeah,
like,
I'm awake.
I'm like, motherfucker. Yeah, and I'm like, it's going to take me even longer.
This
right
is
now.
What time I woke up today.
Yeah, I'm
like that's a, there's no way I'm going back,
yeah,
to sleep.
Yeah.
It takes a little longer for me. Yeah, I agree. I'm accustomed to going to sleep. It just, but it helps me relax too. It's not even, like, people are like, I don't get how you do it. I'm like, I just fucking do. Leave me the fuck alone.
Well, me,
like,
I have to. I,
yeah,
like,
just,
I can't just, like, go
I feel
to
relaxed.
Like, even if I'm like dead tired, if I lay there and then like
either.
You turn the TV
same
off,
way.
Then it's like, man, what happened with this?
The
man,
same
I should
way,
do
dog.
This. You know what? I should like get up and do it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, then it's
you
it's
can't
over.
Sleep.
Yeah.
I'm my, right there with you, bro.
My wife, when I first met her, she didn't have TV in her room. So
what?
Her dad was
what?
Like, her dad didn't let her have TV in the room. Like,
she
dude.
Poor?
No, she just, no, they, and they were pretty fucking wealthy.
Yeah, I know,
you know,
that
they
was
were,
a joke.
Yeah, but,
I remember.
But they didn't have TV in her room. So I remember when I was with her, like,
yeah, ain't that damn wealthy.
When we had, mm-hmm. when we had Gabriel, I stayed at night at her house. This was before we moved in an apartment. And I was like, where's the TV at? She's just like, we don't have TV. You have to go to the.
And that's before we could watch shit on our phones, too.
That was before yeah. that. Yeah, this yeah. was 2010. So then mm-hmm. I'm in. She's like, you have to go to the theater room, but it's too late. And I'm like, so where do I watch TV? She's just like,
you
just don't. She's like, you can like, you know, I don't
make
know.
Movies
yeah.
in your
and
head.
So I'm like, well, this is kind of bullshit, you know?
That's
so
where
I was,
Spectre Studios.
Yeah. Well, I wish. And so I just fucking was
a
in
night
there.
Of romance.
No, yeah. And so she didn't.
That's where he got the idea.
I was like, this night, no fucking TV. yeah. I was like, talking. This
Let's
is,
have a
this
night of
magical.
Romance.
Yeah. Sometime 2021, we're going to make a movie of this. And she just wasn't accustomed to that. So when we got together, she just like turned the TV off. She's like, I need it dark in here. She goes, I need it quiet. And like now, this was 2010, you know, 2009. Now we'll be in the room and she'll be knocked out and like watching like with the TV on watching. Let's say one of her shows that she watches. Everybody Loves Raymond at night. And I'll get it and change it. And she'll be like, babe, can you change it back? I'm like, you're fucking knocked out. What do you mean to? She's like, I can't go to sleep. You're gonna put on George Lopez. She and at this point, she's
first of all,
well, we've put on George Lopez so much to her, she's like, I need something else
George
now.
Lopez.
For me, I can do George Lopez all day, all night. Like, but for her, she's like, no. And so she's at that point. I used to do that, but now I'm accustomed to just be like, go to sleep to kind of whatever. But she will wake up and straight up look at me and just be like, no. She's like, change it. I don't want to go to sleep. I'm like, but you're already asleep. She goes, but I don't want to hear George Lopez. I want to hear Dirk Brothers Raymond. I'm like, God.
Yeah, if you were to come into my room and turn the TV off, I wake up.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what happened?
Yeah.
My son does that too. I know people are like, that's a bad habit, but shut the
like
fuck
that.
Up.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like that.
Mind your fucking business. We do that shit.
I can't. I wish I could just turn it off and just be
I have to no. There's
at peace,
I mean,
but I cannot turn my mind off ever.
There's been days I can go to sleep without it, but it's in the day, and it's just like me, like go like the other day I fell asleep on the floor right here because I was just I had a long ass day, came back and I charged my phone right there, and I laid down on TikTok on my phone and I just knocked out on the floor. And just, but I, you know what? I was on TikTok.
Yeah,
TikTok.
Like you still need something.
So there we go.
That's
yeah.
how I am.
Like I didn't knock out
YouTube,
like
YouTube, I'll watch like gun reviews or gun videos and stuff, and then like I'll fall
just,
asleep. Yeah.
Since I don't have a TV in my room, I just put on YouTube. I'll fucking look up a podcast and I'll just put it right here and I'll just turn the other way and I'll just fall asleep listening to it. I just need that light and that sound for me to fall asleep.
The illumination? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Same. But I can't have a really good podcast because then
I can't listen to podcasts if I'm trying to go.
Then I won't sleep. Then I'll get into it.
It has to be something I've heard before.
Yeah. Like Tiger Belly, Eric Griffin, I always put on that one because I already know everything. So
I
can
pay
do
attention.
It.
Yeah.
But the ID channel fucks me up too. Like if I wake up in the middle of the night and then like I'm listening to it while I'm trying to
Which
go
one?
Back to sleep, the ID channel.
Okay.
And like hey, then I who? End up, yeah, yeah then like I'll turn around and like, I just need to see what these people look like. Yeah,
but like having it like on shit like that and criminal shit, that can give you bad dreams too because I've been had shit on YouTube before and I have some crazy ass dreams because you hear it. And that goes to your brain.
Yeah,
you're
then you're like acting it out in your mind.
Like
yeah.
you hear shit, and I remember, I remember hearing it, and then have some bad dreams and shit. I'm like, fuck.
Well, yeah, your brain confuses it with like the dreaming or like real life, so it's like in sync in both of those.
Yeah, like it's just. So I can't. That's what I'm saying that could work against you too.
Yeah, so I try not to watch scary movies before I go to sleep because of that reason. When we were watching that, I told it on here, but when we were watching that Army of the Dead, Gabriel got up when that girl zombie got up, and it was like 9:30 at night, and he got up, and he's like. I can watch this, but it's too late. I'm going to have nightmares. I'm just going to go to my room. Yeah, he got it. So he's like,
okay,
I can't.
He played it smart.
Yeah, he's like, I can. He goes, in the daylight, all day, he goes, but I'm about to go to bed, and I can't. Yeah. He goes, this can't be the last thing I
see. That. Yeah, that's true.
So I was like, that's smart, because I would do that. Like, I don't. I try now. Like, if it's late, my wife's like, oh, let's watch this game. I go, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I usually got to watch something funny or something, like, gun related because like if I watch like a video and there's like a fucked up video or something and it's like it just ruined my mood like I gotta watch something else
now you're just thinking about it too
yeah then like I'm overthinking it and
that's fucked up. Yeah I've seen videos where like I've thought about it for weeks where I'm just like that was fucked up bro like why did they do something like that? You know and I'm just like so pissed off that I watched it like I knew I shouldn't have watched it I told myself I shouldn't have watched it. And I still fucking did. And it's been 3 weeks. And I'm still thinking about that shit.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
What time are we Don't worry about it.
Well, because I wanted to play the game, but I didn't want us to be on an hour. And then fucking.
Well, is the game going to take longer?
No, it'll probably take about. It'll probably be like the last 10 minute segment.
Okay. Hey, probably did you think 50, of any. What? Didn't he send a. That reminded me of the like movies that use the title in the movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh fuck. I don't even know.
I was about to say, did you think about any?
No.
I mean, we could come back to it because I didn't think of any. I was
curious. Look up on my spare time.
I'm going to look it up right
now. Yeah, look up movies that use the name in the movie.
Let me see.
The film?
Movies that use the title in the movie.
It's always like Exorcist. Those corny ass like fucking.
You talking about they like just Hallmark say the name in the movie?
Lifetime. Yes. Yeah, but it's always terrible. Like in like a horrible way.
Oh fuck! I'm trying to think. Fucking of. No.
Here it goes. Well, there's a lot on here.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
But I'm trying to find like the corny ones. You know what? YouTube has the corniest ones.
While you're looking that up, I'm going to discuss something with Lyrical then. Okay.
Go for it.
Yeah. But anyway, no, just playing. Oh, so when we were driving to Austin, we probably had like 4 or 5 songs, SPM songs in a row. And obviously, you know I'm going with this. But when Merry Go Round came on, there was 4 of us in the truck, including me. We all knew that song. So when it came on, we turned that bitch up and just ours started going on. So I was like, what are like the must known songs? Like, what songs do you like have to know if you're an SPM fan? Merry Go Round's one.
Merry Go Round. Mexican radio. That's Christina's go to anytime she's drunk.
Really?
For some reason. Yeah. Anytime that we go somewhere and she's drunk on the way home, we listen to Mexican radio.
And that's not even like one
you
of
said on the way drunk.
I like this song, but it's not like one of my like I'll listen to it, but I like I can skip it.
I don't know
but
why,
know
but yeah,
does.
That's her. Yeah, that's
her
go to. Yeah.
All right, Christina. I see you.
Mexican radio.
I
Must Be High.
Yeah. Yeah. That one. for me, I don't know if this is just me, but this is like the first one that I heard of him was Text to Cali.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's
just for you then, yeah.
Yeah. So that's
not like a must know.
High So High.
I'm trying to think. Ding, 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 yeah, I know the song. I don't disrespect my knowledge of SPM lyrics.
I know. I thought that's what you were saying. Like, I'm no, trying to like, think of.
Yeah, no, I just listened to it earlier.
Damn it. What else?
But there's like.
I don't know. I haven't listened to SPM in years. I forgot. I used to know. I could name you 10 songs. I can't name you them now.
You can name me 10 songs right now? I have other to say shit.
Wiggy Wiggy?
Fuck. Oh, yeah, of course. Wiggy Wiggy.
Wiggy Wiggy.
That might be the first one everybody knows. Oh, and You Know My Name.
Yeah,
everybody knows You Know My Name.
I remember the first time I heard that was at a Trader's Village.
Yeah,
there was some dude that looked like him, and he was like signing autographs, and it wasn't even him.
I was on this song,
just a little chubby.
The Purity album, right? Yeah. That's all it was just some
You Know My Name
Mexican dude with the goatee.
That's how.
And everybody was like lined up and like getting autographs from him.
Yeah. You could be any rapper at Trader's Village and then just get a fucking autograph just because you were there at Trader's Village.
That's true. But he looked like him. I'm not going to lie.
Does it look alike?
Yeah, he did look like him.
You're like, almost got me there.
Okay, is there any more, though? Like, we said Merry-Go-Round, Mexican Radio, I Must Be High, Wiggy, 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 You Know My Name.
Hillwood Hustlers? SPM was a Hispanic rapper.
Hillwood Hustlers?
He was from Houston, right?
Yeah.
Hillwood Hustlers 2.
Which one was that? Hillwood Oh, on Hustlers. The Purity album. Yeah, that was the intro for the Purity album. No.
That was Hillwood.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Or Time Is Money, one of those.
Yeah, Time Is Money. That's what it is right there. But I'm trying to think. There's like more than five.
What was the question? You said the what?
I said, like, what are the must-known SPM songs? Must like, know. If you're a fan of them, like, you have to know these songs.
Yeah,
no. And rename five.
Because I know a shitload. All we know, yeah. But it's like I'm trying to think of like.
Even for the casuals, they're just like, oh, I know. I've heard listened to a little bit, but they know these songs when they come on. Like, when I'm at a bar. A song that I hear, not a lot, but it's like most of the time, it's I Must Be High or Wiggy, Wiggy, Wiggy. But there's...
Can we look it up for you guys?
No.
I'll look
I got a
you
good
guys.
Knowledge of SPM.
No, all right. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think of stuff.
It doesn't sound like it, but okay.
Like if somebody were trying to talk to me about being a fan of SPM, like if they didn't know these songs, then it's like you're full of shit.
Right.
Like, but like, okay, well, I mean, we know well, like we way more than that. Uh-huh. But it's...
All right.
Mexican radio,
Merry-Go-Round.
Must be high.
Wiggy.
Those are like five right there. I wanted to name one more, though, because like, there has to be. There is one more, but I'm just like.
Power Moves is always one of my favorite. Runaway.
That's the third wish. Don't do it.
I wonder how many of the listeners are SPM fans. Though.
Everyone.
I would say almost every one of them.
Yeah.
There's no doubt that like at least every one of our listeners has at least listened or knows who SPM is and has listened to one of their songs.
And it's crazy, too, because even though this the most songs that I know by a rapper is SPM, like I quote lyric wise. Yeah. That's number one right there.
Yeah.
And that's fucking crazy. I don't know if you're the same way, but that's the number one
probably.
Rapper I can quote.
I would like to say that it was somebody else, but
but realistically, yeah, thinking about it's it probably now,
SPM. Like I can hear SPM and I know every fucking song about.
You know what I realized today? That I like Jay-Z.
Why you didn't like Jay-Z?
I mean, I don't like I never really like went along with it when everybody's like, oh, yeah, he's one of the greats or he's one of the greatest. Like, I always just felt like, they're just, you know, following some trend.
What they say.
Mostly East
but,
Coast
like, I know
that,
a shitload of his lyrics. Like, I was listening to a bunch of his songs and, like, I'm rapping along to it, like, word for word. And it's like
what the
shit,
fuck?
I didn't even realize that, like,
he impacted
man,
you
he
like
does
that?
Have a lot of good shit.
Yeah
Jay-Z's pretty cool. I like Jay-Z.
I think maybe the people who don't like him, maybe because of his flow. Like, so he doesn't have like a good flow. Like, he kind of like on Renegade, he was like, motherfuckers,
I'm foolish. I only talk about.
Yeah, he doesn't have a good flow, but he has good lyrics, though.
Music.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Well, it's like, a good flow for some people, though. You know, some people like that's the shit that they listen to, you know.
But when Eminem came in, he
had
that nice
to Eminem
flow
on
and
that
shit. And I don't talk about music quick, and I don't think. Oh, the reason people said Eminem had the best verse is because Nas said that. I'm not saying Eminem didn't have the better verse, but on Ether, Nas said that Eminem killed you on your own shit, and then people just heard that and ran away with it. I don't think that's necessarily true. I think he could have had a better verse, but he didn't kill him on it, though. Like, Jay-Z had a fucking good verse, too.
Yeah, but what he was talking about on it was, like, deep. Like, that was something that, like, Jay-Z was a little bit more deep on that record.
Do you fools listen to music, or do you just skim through it? Like, he had a good verse, but the only reason people said that Eminem killed was because Nas on Ether said
But it was lyrically more impressive, and it sounded better.
And it had a better flow, too.
But, I mean, that was, I mean, both of his verses on that were just fucking incredible. Yeah. I was just listening to that earlier today.
Both of them did good on it.
Yeah. It's a good song. Like, I like to, like, I would never fast forward through Jay-Z's just to get to Eminem's. Like, I think they're good together. But
I've never listened to the song. I'm going to be honest with you guys right now.
You've heard Renegade before.
I've probably heard
you
it.
You don't remember
it,
but you
Renegade.
It,
that's, man, Eminem's verses on that are like really, like his flow, his rhyme schemes, like everything
on
that are good.
I'm in a position to talk to these kids and they listen.
I ain't no politician, but.
But what about you? What, doesn't have to be, what artists do you know?
Kid Cudi.
All their music, like,
not all
most
their music,
of the,
but
not,
like,
not,
if I know
but
most,
like,
it'd be Kid Cudi's.
Okay.
Kid Cudi, back in the day, it was a lot of Linkin Park.
Linkin
I knew
Park
Linkin
too,
Park,
yeah.
like, a lot
same,
of their
same
shit.
Same here, same here.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I knew a lot of Ja Rule lyrics, like, a lot of Ja Rule lyrics back in the day. 50 Cent, I used to quote a lot of 50 Cent's music back in the day.
Yeah.
I knew quite a bit of Ja Rule's. DMX might be the only other one that's up there. It's where I do know a lot of his shit because I listen to, like, all of his. But SPM, I still think
number
that,
one,
like,
right? Like,
yeah, I don't think
I thought
know.
About it and I was like, SPM, like, he's not my favorite rapper. He's up there, though, but it's like, his songs, like, I can quote the most.
Yeah, they're
just know
catchy.
The most
yeah, just,
like
I know
fun,
him.
Like,
yeah.
They're just, like,
I just fucking
he's just got
everything.
A little bit of everything.
No, yeah, I know. He's one of those artists that can do that on the music level. You can quote because the way his lyrics are said and the way it's done. Like, it's just very easy or very catchy for you to kind of go, like, damn, you know, and know it. Compared to other rappers, you know, like, everyone's different. It's like Tarantino in movies. You can quote his movies because, like, he specializes in dialogue. And I'm guessing SPM specializes on, like, just killing it with the way he does his lyrics.
I don't know. Just something about him. It was his voice or what he rapped about. Just something about
him.
It
was just fun. Like, he just had, like, a little bit of every, like, no matter what mood you're in, like, he's probably got something for you to listen to.
And, like,
to.
I remember we talked about it a while back. Like, he's a good storyteller, too.
Yeah,
he can
is.
Tell a story.
And, he doesn't get that credit that I don't think. Like, I mean, he's had, like, Medicine. Like, who else can make that type of shit? Like, he's, like, describing his feelings through the entire thing.
Yeah.
And then, like, it just kind of, like, coming around to where,
Dr.
like, he Parsi was wrong. Yeah.
You got the parvo shot?
I do not remember that.
I had something I had to bring up on the podcast because I know we have some, probably do have a lot of SPM listeners. And I was like, it's something I have to bring up.
I think so.
For what are the must-know songs, even for casuals. And I think we said them.
Medicine,
right
song, Medicine, I remember that. I just remember how it goes, but I remember that song.
Which one?
Medicine.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to, so we can get away with this right here, I actually wanted to play a little game with you guys.
Okay.
All right. Let me go get Gabriel up here.
What is this game you speak of, Jesus?
Right. So, everybody, I want you guys to meet my son, Gabriel. Gabriel, say hi.
Yo.
I heard of him.
He is 11?
Yes.
Oh, I thought I was wrong, to be honest. Uh-huh. I purposely said 11 because I thought I was wrong. I actually was wrong both, but okay. Gibby's gonna be in the back, and we're actually playing a game. This is actually how good we are at spelling, and if we get the word wrong, we will take a shot.
You know, I'm not good at spelling.
But these are gonna be easy words. They're fifth grade,
you
fourth
know
grade.
I don't speak Spanish.
Fourth grade, fifth grade words, sixth grade words. Like these
those are the worst ones.
Hey, first of all, you know how usually you have it with him and Fed. They're on the same page.
No,
expect this.
No, I told him to
expect the same thing. Bro.
Spill at.
I even put a new tab called the fifth grade spelling words. So if he even looked at
it. I just pulled up the sixth for him and I was like, try this one.
And I even pulled up a different tab so he doesn't know some of these words.
Sure.
All right. Well, Gabriel, you wanna go from Joe first?
I don't know how strong this shit is though.
But just put a little bit.
We gotta drive after this.
I don't give
a little
fuck. Nah, yeah, we do.
So you guys are gonna drink every time you get something wrong or get something right?
Yeah, we're only gonna do first person to get three wrong.
It'll be
just first person to get three wrong.
Okay.
Be a little shot.
We'll start from Lyrical, I guess, because he's already pouring it.
Okay.
Well, that could be a Sousa since he lives here.
That's not my shot. All right, go ahead, Lyrical.
I'm just gonna take a drink. Just a little bitty. Fucking ice cube chunks.
All right, go ahead, Gibby.
All right, first word for Lyrical, separate.
Separate.
I couldn't get that.
S E P E R A T E.
Can you say that again, please?
S E P E R A T E.
Separate.
No.
That's what you said, separate.
I said separate. He said E, not A.
I said again? Separate. He said S.
He said separate. He said separate.
Oh.
I said separate.
Well, what do we do here?
You take the shot. What do you mean? What do we do here? All right, give my turn.
All right.
Hey, I seen a little code going on.
My right? turn, Gibby.
I seen a little.
Hey.
That's pretty good.
Spell go.
It's hard to take a shot with hyphen. Ice cubes in it.
What?
What'd you say?
Hyphen.
H.
Nope.
Keep going.
H Y P H E N.
Dang it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
What?
This is bullshit. Hey, read his lips. Read his lips. No way.
Bro, why y'all? No, I got it right.
No, because every time this happens.
Every time.
I got it right. All right, go ahead, Joe.
I'm going to get like fucking astronaut or something.
All right.
Hippopotamus.
Hip-hop.
Give me the hard one. Go ahead, bro.
That's a good one. Scarcely.
What?
What did you say?
Just scarcely.
It's not even fair.
Do another one. That one's too hard.
That's not even fair, bro.
I don't even know what that word is.
The hyphen would be hard.
Don't go that hard on us on the first round. And then the next round.
I'll do fifth grade.
I thought this was fifth grade.
Oh. What was that, fourth grade?
He trained him.
Yours and his were sixth grade.
Okay, so you got to go fifth grade with Joe. Let's do it.
Fifth grade was scarcely? Scarcely was fifth grade?
No.
Never even heard that word before.
I just moved on to fifth.
Yeah, we're going to fifth grade for you since you couldn't do sixth
Come
grade.
Come on.
That's what you should have did. You should have fifth, sixth, and then seventh.
Come on, sex right, machine.
Okay, language.
Hey, speak into the mic, Gibby.
Yeah.
Language?
Move the mic towards
you. Language.
Language. Can I have that in a definition, please?
Language. It's so weird that you speak in that language.
That's not, that's okay.
It's weird. Yeah, you said,
the word is language.
L-A-N- G U A G E.
Yeah.
Language.
Correct.
I didn't hear an N.
Yes, it L A N.
I did hear an N.
No, I'm pulling up seventh grade.
All right, let's get it.
Why does it go up on me?
Alright, sixth grade for Joe.
Couldn't even get a
He's gonna tell Joe the same word. What's scarce sparse or whatever the hell it was?
Alright. Okay, this is bullshit.
This is bullshit. You give him the easy ones, you give me the hard ones.
Put together like lamb and tuna.
Oh my gosh. Jeez. Hey. Okay, seventh grade is just.
Right.
All
right,
I'm going to pull out seventh grade for dad.
Where your lyricals first.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're going to do. You want to do seventh?
Yeah, just give us seventh grade. Give us all seventh grade.
Okay.
Fuck it.
Okay.
Fifth grade to seventh? Sure.
Third. Brochure. Brochure. Brochure.
I don't even know how to spell that.
Brochure.
I can't even fucking picture that.
Across the tree, he got lost.
He said what?
O C H.
Keep it going. Keep it going.
Am I even right now?
You're going. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Don't give him it if he's wrong or right.
Just keep going.
U R E.
Yeah.
They don't do that. They don't do that in the spelling bee. Am I right?
You gotta wait till they're done. Good.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No.
All right. You want me to give him a different word then?
No.
Okay.
You
got it
right.
Okay. Yeah. Don't let him hate.
First one get three wrong. So Lurko's gonna get one wrong.
I'm not hating. I'm
just not. This
artificial.
Guy, not a hater. What? Oh, there you
artificial.
Go.
Artificial.
Okay.
No.
A-R-T.
Mm-hmm.
Don't. Just let me finish. Okay. I-F. I.
Sure.
Are you going to the Lord?
No.
What is it?
You forgot the A.
No, I said C-A-L.
No.
No. You said I after R.
Yeah, you said I and then L.
Yeah, take a shot.
No, I said C A L.
No, you didn't.
I said art.
Play back that footage. You said
he is the.
Yeah, he's
you
the.
You said
Zeus.
I.
Spell it for me.
Jesus. Okay,
what is your
artificial
song to be the
is A R T
A R, yeah A R T
I F I C
I
A L.
I didn't say I. I thought you said I said I instead of A, and I was like I said A. I got it wrong.
Before this is
getting that on Billy Madison.
Yeah. I got it wrong.
Spell are you going to
we'll
the
do sixth
day?
Grade for Joe.
I got it wrong.
We'll do sixth grade for
Joe.
No, why do you keep dropping grades?
You went from
keep
sixth
them
to
no, keep them in seventh grade.
Give them in seventh grade.
I'm not complaining.
Okay, fine,
he's seventh
fine.
Grade.
Okay. Abbreviation.
Abbreviation. Okay.
You might be able to
say
that.
A, B, B, I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Spell it out, Gibby.
It's A-B-B-R-E-V-I-A-T-O, I mean, I-O-N.
I would have probably got that right. Joe, I think you got it right. I don't think
so. That was long.
I wouldn't have got it right. I was thinking of something else at the end. I was like, I would have got it. I had the first right, but
he got lost. He said, yeah, this is too much. Right, everybody's got one.
I need
lost.
It would be easier if he could like write. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah. Like I had to visualize
yeah.
it.
Yeah. To make sure if I'm saying it right. All right. Go stay on seven.
Let's go.
All right. Lyrical?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Everybody's got one.
Should we do like every round we move on to the next grade?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, go to eighth grade now.
All right.
Just
they were
no.
not getting no. right. They were never going to get anything right.
You never know. I don't think brochure was that hard for seventh grade.
That's hard.
It's hard, but I didn't think, I thought it was going to be a harder word.
That's one of those words that you don't think of.
No, because when you do this, they're pointing, they give you the
hardest. Yeah, go back to seventh grade.
Words.
Let's go back to seventh grade.
No, go back to fifth grade. Because I'm
they're
sure
not a fourth.
Oh my
there's
going to
be some shit that we don't even know.
Just give us one seventh. Yeah, look, give us one eighth grade word.
Okay, how about this? You all work together. You guys all have to work together just to get this eighth grade word.
Okay, do it. Okay. Do it.
If we get it wrong, we all have to take a shot and we take one loss. And then we go back to
sixth
grade.
Okay.
No, fifth grade.
Okay, fifth grade.
I'm trying to. Okay, I got a good one. Bi-month. No, that's too easy.
Bi-monthly?
That's too easy. Approximate.
Oh,
it's easy.
Approximate.
Yeah.
Nice. Booyah! Now take that bitch back to seventh grade.
All right, seventh grade.
We'll meet in the middle.
We'll do
what
seventh
was that?
Grade.
Eighth grade? It.
That was eighth grade.
That was an eighth grade word.
Erica would have got that right. Look at that. And then I probably would have got a harder one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would have been the
I
next
was looking
one?
For hard ones. Okay.
All right. Does the
approximate.
Same thing.
So we're going to start from lyrical. Okay.
All right, fuck it.
No, we said all as a team. You decided to, you decided to say the word out by yourself. That was on you. That was a you choice.
Concentration.
Who's that?
Lyrical.
Lyrical, you got that.
I don't know, though. C-O-N-C.
Sound it out.
Okay.
E-N-T-R-A-T-I-O-N.
Dang it, dude.
You got it right?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Okay.
I have to, like, fucking visual. I'm, like, envisioning the letters on Joe.
Spelled out. All right, go ahead.
Descendant.
Descendant?
Mm-hmm.
I hate to be you right now.
Gosh, there's so many words.
I'm so mad because my daughter's one of her favorite shows last year was The Descendants. And all I did was buy her Descendant shit.
Yeah.
Fuck. D E.
He looked at me like I'm a helper.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, you got it.
20 seconds.
D E S E N T S. Oh no, what is
that?
No.
What?
You needed a.
C right. I needed the C right.
Yeah, you needed
yeah,
the C after that.
Yeah, you didn't put the C.
Yeah.
All right, so it's D-E-S-C-E-N-D-A-N-T.
You know, I knew there was a D, but I was like, there's no way. I'm going to sound stupid if I say a D. All right, whatever.
Descendant.
All right, go, Joey. I got two wrong.
All right, fundamental.
Fundamental. Fundamental, okay.
All right, you got that.
That one's pretty good.
F-
oh, I have a
U-N-D-A-M-E-N-T. T-A-L, fundamental.
Can you say it again? Because I was looking at a different
that's
he said it right.
Okay.
He said it right.
That's
right?
Got to be right.
He said, did he say F-U-N-D-A-M-E-N-T?
Yeah. N-T-A-L.
A-L.
A-L.
Yeah,
he
said yeah,
that.
He's okay. Got it right.
He got it right.
Okay.
Fucking.
All right, lyrical. Your next word is genuine.
You know what? Now that I'm
shit.
Thinking about
now
it.
Now I'm thinking of genuine.
No, now that I'm thinking of it, when Fed was up here, she just wanted Jesus to win. That's why she gave.
Possibly because these are all pretty equally words for all of us on this one.
G E N U I N E.
Yeah.
What the fuck? All right, and I'm gonna.
You're an English major, aren't you? What are you hiding from us?
Go give me.
I'm like reading this shit.
You like your phone? Yeah, you like your phone on the bottom. Okay.
Come on, Hissy.
I know.
You ready?
Yep.
He goes spell Batman.
Watch him get it wrong.
S-U-P-E-R.
Illustration.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got it.
I-L-L-A-S.
No. Hey, why'd you say A? It was you.
Done already.
Yeah.
Give him that.
No, it was done.
I-L-L-I-S-T-R-A.
No.
I don't know what the fuck.
It was I-L-L-L. I mean, two L's. U-S-T. A, I mean, R-A-T-I-O-N.
Fuck!
I wouldn't have thought of you.
Nice.
You was never in
illustration.
Well, I lost, so I guess between Joe and Lyric. Okay,
all right. You want to move on to set? You guys want
no.
to move on to eighth grade?
Stay no. where the fuck you're at, dog.
How high up does it go?
What? The
grade levels.
Grade levels? I think like 12th. I think to 12th grade, I guess. No. I don't know.
Man, can you fucking imagine?
Do a 9th grade one. Bro, that would have been tough.
No, let's see what a 12th grade works.
Let's do a high school.
Don't put the 12th grade on me. You do the 12th grade on me, got 12th grade on him.
All right, do 9th grade one. Do 9th grade to Lyrical and then to Joe.
Okay.
Oh, I'm
and then we'll all do a 12th grade Joe. One together.
Okay.
Come on.
Spelling bee. All
right, go.
Spelling bee?
Spelling words there. Oh, my gosh.
Let's have a spelling contest.
Dude, they always miss. They have the weirdest stuff, dude. Like, if I didn't look at this today, I would never know these were words. Oh my gosh. I can't even say that word.
Say one. Or give us one.
Okay.
Or to Joe, no.
Jesus, I don't even know how to say some of these, dude.
Remember, he is 11, so those words.
Remember, he's 11.
Yeah. So, relax.
Exaggeration. See? There.
Okay. I got it.
Yeah, you got that.
I got this.
Come on, that's easy one.
E-X- E X, E X A G E R A T I O N. Exaggeration.
No. Two G's, right?
Ooh. Yes, it was two G's.
Oh, take that shot, my boy.
Shot.
All right.
Lyricals now.
Okay.
You got this.
My gosh, dude. Metamorphosis. Metamorphosis.
M-E-T. A M O R P H I S I S?
No.
What was it?
It was. You're close.
I thought you had it, and then halfway you were just like, fuck it. Whatever.
It was M E T. I mean, T A M O R P H O S I S.
Oh, it was O.
You put an I and said the S.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fuck.
All right, there. Actually,
that was close.
Both. Now two. So give them a 10th grade one.
What?
A 10th grade?
No, yeah, it's your turn.
No, I lost.
Yeah, he's...
They dropped two.
Oh, that's how it goes?
Yeah, whoever the first three lost.
Okay. Yeah, he said we missed three.
So now Joey for 10th grade.
So okay. We both missed two?
Yeah.
What do y'all use this ice
okay,
for?
Okay,
for this.
Indiscriminate.
Who?
Indiscriminate.
Indiscriminate? Okay. I-N-D-I-S... I-N-D-I-S-R-I-M-I-N-A-T-E. Indiscriminate.
I think that might.
He doesn't even. Wait, say it again.
Oh,
no.
You can't ask
no.
Give me.
No, because you know what happened? There was a stupid ad on the website that popped up when he was in the middle of the sentence.
Okay.
You can even pull back footage.
All right, let's do it.
All right, hold on. Okay, so I said.
Pull it back, he's on Roblox. Good job. All right, everybody, quiet for Joe.
I'm just playing like a Brooklyn.
Quiet for Joe.
This is bullshit. What if I get it wrong, but I had it right the first time?
Yeah.
And I fucking lose.
Damn. I'm sorry.
All right, go. Game Pay attention, Gibby.
I'm doing it.
He is 11, remember?
And yeah, what a great idea was to have him fucking giving us fucking yes.
Dude.
forgot what I said. Shit, I did. Right. I've been drinking.
Give or spell one. It out.
Give no, 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 okay, no, no, no. I'll give you a different one.
Because I may have had
that. Man, he might have had it.
I did have it.
I don't know. He may have.
Give me another one.
Okay,
give me another one.
I don't know, though.
I'm trying to find one. Ambiguous.
Okay, got it. No, I can't. I tell you right now, I don't know that the fuck how to spell that. I just got fucked out of a round. It's cool, though.
You lost?
So no, just give him another word. I don't know how to spell it. Okay. Just give him one. Give him one.
A comply.
There we go.
Oh.
Come on. That was too easy.
What did you go I was back looking to at fourth the, grade?
No, I'm still in the 10th grade.
Comply?
Yeah.
C-O-M. Comply. There's two ways I want
to
spell
Are
it.
Are you one of those people who doesn't know how to spell oink?
There's two ways I want to spell
okay,
it.
I see. Yeah.
Comply.
Don't overthink it.
O-I-N-K. Oink.
No, I didn't say you had to spell it.
No, but is that how you spell oink?
What did you say?
O-I-N-K?
Yes.
Yeah.
How is comply?
Buddy. Okay, so comply. Let me have that in a definition, please. This might help.
What's the definition
the
of
The word
comply?
Is comply.
The definition of comply. Okay, I don't know. Comply definition.
Comply in a
oh, sense. Doesn't say it on there?
No.
Oh, okay, don't worry about that.
No. Go comply. We are unable to comply with your request. So like it's act in accordance with a wish or command.
C-O-M-P-L-I-E, comply?
Oh, no. Dang. I would have said C-O-M-P-L-Y.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's what I had in my head. But when you said that definition.
That's what I was saying. Don't overthink it.
Yeah, I would have said wow, that one. All right.
Well, I had to indiscriminate.
He got indiscriminate right, and then he got comply wrong.
I had to indiscriminate right.
So I have to get one right to win,
yeah,
Lyric
has to get this one right. A 10th one, grade one, give
Should we move on to a different grade?
No, 10th grade.
Okay.
And if he gets it right, he wins. If he gets it wrong, we're all losing.
But I want us to all try a 12th grade.
Okay.
Quantitative.
Shit.
Quantitative. What the fuck?
I don't even think I said that right.
What was the word again?
Quantitative.
Quantitative.
That might be.
Q-U-A-N-T-I-T-I-V-E.
No.
Oh, is it
I think
A?
You put an A.
Yeah.
Yes. There's
an A.
Instead of I. Well, we're all losers. I lost first, though. So. All
right. Let's try a 12th grade.
All right. Give us a 12th grade one to end it up, Gibby. Give us a hard 12th grade one.
Yeah, look at my eyes.
I don't know about a hard.
Look at that. Not like the hardest
just
one,
give
but
give us a regular 12th grade one.
Oh, man, it fell apart.
Congregation.
Like, what is he doing? Congregation.
C-O-N-G-R-E-G-A-T-I-O-N.
Was that it, Gibby?
Oh, there was an ad.
he lost the word. Dang it. I found it. I found it again, like when he started saying T-I-O-N.
Congregation. Here's the word. Okay, here's it is. Gabriel's like, I immediately lost it after I told you
Dude,
what the word was.
Because you know why? I moved it for a second. I was like, oh my gosh, where is
Give
it?
Us another word.
Okay.
I feel like I got it right.
You did
though.
Get it right. That's what
I'm
it was.
I'm pretty sure
right,
you got good. It right, though.
So it's your turn.
You got it right. No, we're doing it all together. A 12th grade one.
Yeah.
Go, Gibby.
Hard one.
Procrastinate.
That's what I do all the time. Shit.
It's
P-O-R-C-R-A procrast.
Yeah,
P-O-R-C-R-A procrast.
S-T. That's where.
That's,
is
that's,
it I or A?
It's an A. It's an A.
Procrastinate or procrastinate? Procrastinate.
It's an A.
So A-N-A.
Hold on.
No, procrastinate.
Wait.
Procrastinate. Okay.
A-N-A-T-E, right?
T-I-O-N.
T-I-O-N. Procrastination. I thought it was procrastinate.
It was procrastinate.
Procrastinate.
Oh,
he's
shit. Adding
all this.
Procrastinate. So, N-A-T-E, right?
Yeah.
So, P.
He doesn't even know what we're doing right now.
I know.
P-R-O.
He's going to say, give me another word.
All right. P-R-O-C-R-A.
Okay.
We said
okay.
P O R C R A.
Watching the stream.
T.
Mm-hmm.
A. T.
I feel like that's where we're fucking
at. Oh no, A. No, T A procrasta. T A N A T E.
It was an I.
Oh,
see, that's what I was saying. I didn't know if it was in.
Holy shit! How the fuck?
Yeah. See?
I don't know what stopped me.
I knew it was a...
I thought it was an A.
I thought it was an A, too.
Yeah.
I know we all had a feeling it was an I, but we thought it was crashed an A.
All right. Well, we did it. Yeah. We tried.
We tried. We did it. We did it, guys.
We failed.
Yeah. Well, that was a good episode. Gibby, thank you for
coming. No problem, man.
You can stay in until we're done. Remember at the end what you have to say, though. Thanks for accepting the invitation.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody have some final words?
You gotta say this is your favorite podcast.
I'm gonna say this is my favorite podcast.
Can y'all give me a word? See if I can smell it.
The what?
Can y'all give me a word? See if I can spell it. Give me a word and see if I can spell
let
it.
Let me pick.
I know. Just give me
and
an actual.
Then I'm a fucking
just give me like a fifth grade.
As you're
give me like a fifth
it.
Grade word. Give
him, before we leave, Gibber's gonna get a word.
What grade are you in? Sixth grade, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Hypothetical.
Wait, what?
Hypothetical.
You don't like it, do you?
Why'd y'all sound like a cult? Hypothetical.
Hypothetical.
H. Y. P. P. I know that's wrong, isn't it?
I don't know.
An ad popped up.
Shit. Oh.
Uh-huh. Oh, keep going. I'm sorry.
Wait, what did you start with?
Gosh. H-Y-P-P-O.
Uh-huh.
It's hypothesis?
What is
it?
You forgot the word.
What is it?
Hypothetical.
Oh, hypothetical. Okay. T. H.
Hold on, what?
Yeah. Where are we starting?
You started with T?
I started from H. H Y P P O T H E I C no, it's wrong.
Spell Beetlejuice.
there was only one P.
There was one P, and you almost got it right.
Yeah, spell Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice?
Yeah, Beetlejuice.
B E A T L E J. U I C E.
No, sir.
No. B E E T L E J U I.
It's Beetle.
S E.
Beetle's two. Is
two
E and A.
Two E's is Beetle, brother.
No, it's two. It's one. It's one.
I don't
know. Hey, no, it's right behind you. Beetlejuice.
But we're not talking about the movie. We're talking about the actual word.
No, but Beetle. That's the word, bro.
Beetlejuice.
No, you spell it with one E and one A.
Gabriel, are you sure?
Yeah,
yes, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, okay. Beetle. Okay, yeah, he's right then. Beetle is spelled B E A. He's
but,
right.
Yeah, but he was saying Beetlejuice.
Beetle.
Yeah.
Okay, Gabriel was not wrong then, but you were
okay,
also wrong then.
Also, I could have just looked right there if I wanted to.
Like a rapper's name.
This is what Beetle is B-E-E-T-L-E-S.
Oh, then I'm wrong then. He's wrong.
You're wrong.
What?
Everybody's wrong.
Yeah. Let me see. B-E-A-T. The Beatles. The Beatles was B-E-A-T-L-E-S. Gabriel, you're out.
That's
wrong.
That's how I know I spelled
Beetle.
Gabriel,
go downstairs.
I know.
And don't come out till tomorrow.
Fucking grounded.
We're done. All right. Well, thanks, guys. Any final words from you guys?
Yes. My son asked if I can give him a shout out. So shout out to Pudge the Kid. He wanted to use his gamer tag.
Shout out Pudge the Kid.
Pudge the Kid. Look him up on Grand Theft Auto.
On Twitch or
Roblox.
Oh, you're talking about that's his gamer name.
Yeah,
that's
his
name. All
right, guys, check him out. Pudge the Kid.
Check out Super Gibby Poe if you want to look at me.
Pudge the Kid or L Pudge the Kid, I think.
Go check out Super Gibby Poe on Twitch if you want
to
look at me.
He'll give it to me. We'll be up here for sure.
Yeah, we'll confirm it.
Okay. Keep liking, keep subscribing, keep commenting for the new people.
Tell your friends.
Keep coming. And if you have
keep coming.
That's what I do. And if anybody, you know, we just throw this out there. If you want to see us interview somebody, let us know.
Yeah.
Or look them up. Let us know.
It's not going to happen.
And then we'll shoot it down.
It's not going to happen.
Shit, we didn't even answer any of Papoka's questions.
Oh, Papoka's questions. Well, that'll be on the Patreon.
Yeah.
So subscribe to the Patreon.
No, we'll go live after this.
Yeah, we'll go.
Okay, yeah.
We'll go live after this. Yes, everybody, just keep
we'll
on
do it live.
Coming back. Keep on coming back. Keep subscribing. Thank you for all the new subscribers that we got and new followers we got, new listeners.
Yes,
hope
sir.
You enjoyed it. Just keep on coming and tell your friend, tell your mama, tell everybody. Tell your daddy.
And we'll see you guys next week. And
thanks for accepting our invitation.